Ada County Clerk Phil McGrain says one of their most loyal poll workers decided not to serve this year.
With the pandemic, her family advised her, being in her 90s, this was probably not the place to be on Election Day. And so we did a little celebration for her 50 years. And thankfully, we've been able to recruit some people in their 20s and 30s to come help fill some of those voids.
McGrain says he added a new position this year, a sanitizing clerk, to ensure that all polling places are safe. He says the large number of absentee ballots already submitted will help cut down on Election Day crowds. More than 88% of absentee ballots in the county had been returned as of Saturday, according to Ada County's website. McGrain says a levy election in August gave his office an idea what to expect for the general election, with about half the usual poll workers declining to serve. He says that was a smaller election, and so they were able to adapt. After that, Ada County partnered with the Idaho Democratic and Republican parties to recruit workers. McGrain says the community stepped up in droves.
So we actually have way more poll workers who have volunteered to serve for this election than we have places to put poll workers in. And I think as a jurisdiction, we're fortunate to be in that position because I know a lot of places throughout the country are struggling to make sure they have enough people to conduct the election.
McGrain says law students from the University of Idaho are among the poll workers serving today. The county also partnered with local school districts to have two high school students at every polling location. He thinks they'll be especially helpful because of the county's new electronic poll books.
The big benefit to us is their comfort with technology is much greater than, say, some of our traditional poll workers. And so in terms of troubleshooting any of the issues with the poll books and stuff, they're going to be a huge asset to us.
Idahoans have until 8 p.m. to vote today. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Sydney Barreni.